The Swiss are absolutely obsessed and possessed by money, of which they can never get enough of it. They killed the Jews for it, and every one of those inside Swiss dictators and drug dealers brings it back safe into the motherland, safe in the Alps. But is this the only possession they're being inhibited with, or is their money obsession a mere sign of a greater possession, behind and invisible to the eye, and buried under layers upon layers of deceiving, so clean and so innocent neutrality swindle, Swiss business smiles and sly diplomacy? Here lies in fact the essence of a Swiss shapeshifter, desperately upholding their innocent neutrality status, covering up their criminal nature with a dozen of clean Switzerland layers while smiling through their teeth, inspired by hatred only. And when Swissy gets confronted with his and her double-faced shapeshifting, they get very aggressive when their true nature revealed. And this guy here, who just came punching at me at the door, his left eye, it just changed in an instant. It just turned black. You can see it in the video, and maybe someone who's better in making videos than I am, I'm really a jerk with computers, so maybe someone can enhance it and slow it down, like. Maybe Marina Delfino can do it, because he did it. He shapeshifted. You know, in the video you can see it. Just like that evil black-eyed cop that aggressed me. It, you know, it went like ding, and it went black. You can see it in the video. I mean, just as according to Bob Larson, when a demon-possessed individual gets confronted with his other self, they usually get very aggressive, also relating to the split personality, ethnic Swiss, schizophrenic Nazi war criminals, being so sweet at home, after having killed 10,000 children on the job, on a daily basis. I'm not religious, but the more I look at those distorted faces of Bob Larson's possessed souls, while comparing those evil Swiss faces to them, I realize that they look similar and act the same way as darkness hates the light, and so typical for the Swiss behavior, who seem to be unable to control their own aggressions out of their totally pathological inhibitions. And what if the Swiss Sisters of Isis have put demons in little defenseless male babies of the Horus Matrix, thus making evil little schizophrenic male servant lackeys out of them to serve the widow, like those ethnic Swiss schizophrenic SS camp commandants, who were so sweet at home while under the wings of Isis? Yes, the widow is one of the Freemason names of Isis. And maybe demons and djinns, introduced by their own Swiss mothers, sisters, grandmothers, aunts, or later in life by their future wives, although the best possible moments probably is when being a tiny baby or a small child. Maybe someone can ask Bob Larson if the Swiss base of evil is a possible center for demons and the devil himself, because me as a historian don't know much about that. I can only bear witness by my own miserable experience of how downright evil the Swiss Nazi people really are, and by having analyzed the hidden aspect of their evil history and the Swiss hatred towards others and against humanity. Is the widespread and generally accepted pedophilia in Switzerland merely the downside of the introducing of demons and djinns within the Sisters of Isis, their quest to create obedient little Nazi monsters to be let loose on humanity at will? Dear Bob Larson, Are the evil, aggressive, lying, corrupt Swiss cops' black satanic eyes a sign of demon possession? Facts are that the Templars founded Switzerland in 1291 and worshipped their Baphomet devil. That in Swiss schools, Baphomet and their skull are still honored today, and that Egypt and their sisters of Isis was the land of magicians, demons, and Seth or Satan, their lord of darkness, and took Switzerland as their base. And it's a fact that the Pope's Swiss Guard burned the good women at the stakes based upon the Swiss book and manual of the Malleus Maleficarum, or Witch's Hammer, no doubt composed by the Swiss Sisters of Isis behind the scenes in order to get rid of Europe's good women. And dear Jewish brothers and sisters, open your eyes and see how Swissy has done the same to us Europeans as they did to you. And my dear Muslim brothers, this is the Kiamat and Quran's prophesied era of transparency. And I tell you, the mountain of evil is in the Alps, that one-eyed monster. Switzerland is the one-eyed demon shapeshifter desperately trying to hide its evil by their gin double-faced neutrality swindle, presenting themselves as clean and neutral, controlling the world through their Templar banks and all Geneva's NGOs now transpiring through with the Zurich World Soccer Confederation corruption scandal. Switzerland has always bred out all the good people, with Mengele walking around throughout the 1950s and 1960s, keeping hundreds of thousands of Swiss children slaves, the Verdinkinder, until 1989, and now kidnapping children away from their fathers by the homos of the social services, and so on and so forth. Switzerland loves breeding possessed schizophrenic Nazi psychopaths, possessed by money, greed, power over others, and I fear possessed by a whole lot more. Please, Bob Larson, can you please look into this?
Sie sind nicht als Mieter hier. Die Kinder müssen da nicht rauskommen.
Ich mach jetzt das rechts.
Don't touch me. Get your hands off me.
Go out.
Das ist besser für einen Wecker.
viel zu viel von den Ausländern haben. Klar sind wir ein paar Ausländer, weil wir alle solche Kapazitäten
haben. Was haben wir mal gesagt?
Was?
Polizei bekannt ist er. Ja. Jetzt zeigen wir ihn mal an.
Ja, mach mal. Okay. Ja, ich warte. Oh, noch aggressiv werden. Oh je. Und wie heißt du? Und wie
heißt du? Wenn ihr euch hier nicht wohlfühlt, dann kann ich nichts dafür. Ihr seid hierher gekommen.
You will see how there are 8 for Octagon. And the 8 pillars depicted on the 100 franc Swiss bill, which I've shown you in my other video about the reptilian Swiss money. And one can literally feel the rise of evil in Switzerland, possibly also related to this octagon CERN in the Gene of Eve, Geneva. With some goddess standing in the middle of the 20-mile Hadron Collider ring, which is not Shiva, because Shiva is male, whereas this thing looks like a woman, possibly Isis, dissimulating her presence under some Hindu camouflage, with a blue CERN logo, because the pharaonic blue crown represents war and destruction. Just as the red and white logo of the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, in Basel, Switzerland, also represents the United Kingdoms of Upper and Lower Egypt and a neutral haven of stability for all pharaohs to hide their money while the rest of the world is in turmoil. And not just Bible bangers and esoteric wizards believe that wormhole portals are being opened to let interdimensional entities in, out of the realm of spirits and the invisible. But also respectable scientists as Stephen Hawking fear so. So here you can see probably that wormhole portal. And it says Skyfall. And I know, both from analyzing history and through my own personal experiences, that indeed Switzerland and the Swiss have an alliance with evil, which they have always worshipped, adoring the forces of darkness since the very day the Templars and their Baphomet founded Switzerland in 1291, and probably even way before that. So no government on earth will stop Octagon of the Swiss Nazi Templars, because all worldwide key positions are theirs.